إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد, we said that tonight inshallah we'll begin our sitting by looking at the discussion of the Ahlul Ilm concerning some of the statements of Ibn Abbas and some of the statements of Imam Ahmad concerning whether or not the Prophet ﷺ saw Allah. In the text that we read, Imam Ahmad says, وَأَنَّ النَّبِيَّ صلى الله عليه وسلم قَدْ رَأَى رَبَّهُ, that the Prophet ﷺ saw his Lord. And he mentions some of the narrations from Ibn Abbas and the different chains of it. And then he said, وَالْكَلَامْ فِيهِ بِدْعَى, and speech concerning this or this type of going into the discussion of this is an innovation. وَلَكِنْ نُؤْمِنْ بِهِ, however we believe in it. كَمَا جَاءَ عَلَىٰ ظَاهِرِهِ, as it come obviously in the text. وَلَا نُنَادِرُ فِيهِ أَحَدًا, and we do not dispute with anyone concerning it. These narrations or that narration that Imam Ahmad spoke about, we have some other narrations in Sahih Muslim from Atha' ibn Abbas. He says, "Ra'ahu biqalbihi," that he saw him with his heart. In another narration by Ibn Abbas, both of them by Imam Muslim in his book Kitabul Iman, he said, رَآهُ بِفُؤَادِهِ مَرَّتَيْنِ, he saw him with his heart twice. The way this particular issue was discussed, Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhahullah, he actually brings about a relationship between what was said here, that what was intended by Ibn Abbas, and what was intended by Imam Ahmad was not that the Prophet ﷺ saw Allah with his eyes. That was not what was intended. And the Shaykh goes on to explain this. He says, this issue, should I read it in Arabic first? هذه المسألة حصل فيها خلاف, this issue there was a difference amongst the scholars. هل رأى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليلة أسري به ربه أو ما رآه, whether or not the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when Allah took him up on the night journey, did he see Allah or did he not see Allah? Now, why do you think the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was taken up and not downwards? This is one of the evidences of Ahl al-Sunnah that Allah is above His creation. He says here, فَبَعْضُ النَّاسِ تَعَلَّقَ بِكَلَامِ ابْنِ عَبَاسِ هَذَا وَتَعَلَّقَ بِكَلَامِ أَحْمَدِ وَفَهِمُ مِنْ كَلَامَيْهِمَا أَنَّهُمَا يَقُولَانِ إِنَّ مُحَمَّدًا صلى الله عليه وسلم رأى ربه بعينيه. He says some of the people take this statement of Ibn Abbas And some of them take the statement of Imam Ahmad, and they understood from what they were saying that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw Allah with these eyes, these two eyes that we humans have. قال شيخ الإسلام كلام أحمد وكلام ابن عباس يرد مطلقا ويرد مقيدا. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he says, the statement of Imam Ahmad and that of Ibn Abbas, sometimes it appears unrestricted. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw his Lord. And sometimes it comes restricted. Meaning, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw his Lord with his heart. يعني يطلق ابن عباس رأى محمد ربه صلى الله عليه وسلم ويأتي عنه مقيدا رآه بفؤاده. So sometimes Ibn Abbas says simply, the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم saw his Lord, and sometimes he specifies he saw him with his heart. وأحمد يرد كلامه مطلقا يقول رأى ربه ويرد من كلامه ما يفيد أنه رأى ربه بفؤاده. Similarly, Imam Ahmad sometimes in his expression he said the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم saw his Lord. And sometimes even Imam Ahmad specifies what he intends, he says with his heart. The Sheikh Rabi' says, وَالصَّحِيْ كَمَا يَقُولُ إِبْنُ تَيْمِيَّةَ لَمْ يَثْبُتْ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ ولا في سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أن محمدا رأى ربه. شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله or Sheikh Rabi' mentions what is authentic or what is sound is like what Ibn Taymiyyah said. We have no text in the Quran or anything in the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw his Lord. وَكَلَامُ إِبْنِ عَبَّاسٍ مَوْقُوفٌ وَمُقَيَّدٌ. And the statement of Ibn Abbas is a statement from himself. In addition to that, it is specified as to what was intended by seeing. هَذَا فِي نَفْسِ الْوَقْتِ يعني at the same time. وَالتَّقْيِيدُ بِالنُّصُوصَ الَّتِي وَرَدَتْ مُقَيَّدَ أَصَحْ. And if you are going to look at the text, the Qur'an or the sunnah, one time you see the sunnah just mentioning something straight out, or the Qur'an just something without specifying it, and you find another time that the text specifies, it is more sound to go with the text that has been specified. ففي صحيح مسلم أنه رأى ربه بفؤاده مرتين. And what is in Sahih Muslim is that Ibn Abbas said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw Allah with his heart. يعني there was no seeing Allah with your eyes. كما قال الله تبارك وتعالى ما كذب الفؤاد ما رأى. وقال تعالى لقد رآه نزلة أخرى يعني مرتين. Like Allah تبارك وتعالى says, his heart did not lie concerning what it saw. And like Allah the Exalted said, he saw him at another descent, meaning twice. عائشة رضي الله عنها سئلت قالت في حديث مسروق ثلاث من حدثك بهن فقد أعدم على الله الفرية. Aisha radiallahu anha said in the hadith of Masruq, three things, whoever narrates to you these things, he has invented a grave lie against Allah. منها ما ذكرت من قال إن محمدا رأى ربه فقد أعدم على الله الفرية. She said, whoever claims that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam saw his Lord, he has invented a grave lie against Allah. فقال مسروق أمهليني يا أم المؤمنين أليس الله يقول ما كذب الفؤاد ما رأى. Masrur says, Ya Umm al-Mu'mineen, O mother of the faithful, the believers, give me some time. Did not Allah say, his heart did not belie or lie concerning what it saw? وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ نَزْلَةً أُخْرَى, and that he saw him at another descent. قَالَتْ لَهُ أَنَا أَوَّلُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ سَأَلَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَنْ هَذَا. She said, I was the first of this nation to ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about this. قَالَ ذَلِكَ جِبْرِيلِ, he said that was Jibreel. رَآهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alaihi وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ, the Prophet, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw him. كَمَا قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alaihi وَسَلَّمَ رَآهُ فِي هَيَّتِهِ الَّتِي خَلَقَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَا مَرَّتَيْنِ, that he, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saw Jibreel, the way Allah created him twice. رَآهُ مُنْحَدِرًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ سَادًّا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ, saw him descending from the sky, and he had covered his body, everything from the sky to the earth. يَعْنِ مَا رَآهُ عَلَى هَيَّتِهِ الَّتِي خَلَقَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَا إِلَّا مَرَّتَيْنِ, meaning that he only saw Jibreel the way Allah actually created him twice. فَرَآهُ قَدْ سَدَّ مَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ لِعِذَّمِ خَلْقِهِ, he saw him and his body had covered what is between the sky to the earth because of how big Allah created him. فَالْآيَةَ تَعْنِي رُؤْيَةَ مُحَمَّدٍ لِجِبْرِيلِ, so the verse means or points to the Prophet ﷺ seeing Jibreel, not Allah. The Shaykh, Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhahullah, he said, وَسُئِلَ الرَّسُولُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, and the Prophet ﷺ was questioned. كَمَا فِي حَدِيثَ بِذَرُ, the Prophet was questioned صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ like we find in the Hadith of Abi Dharr. بالإضافة إلى حديث عائشة, in addition to the hadith of Aisha, he said, نور أنا أراه, he said, light, how can I see him, يعني بعيد استبعد النظر, this is far-fetched, يعني to see Allah سبحانه وتعالى in this state. He says, والإسنادان اللذان ساقهما إلى ابن عباس كلاهما فيه ضعف, as for the chains that go back to Ibn Abbas about what he said, both of these chains of narration have weakness in them. He says, رَوَاهُ قَتَادَ عَنْ إِكْرِمَ عَنْ Ibn Abbas, and it was narrated from Hakam Ibn Abban, from إِكْرِمَ عَنْ Ibn Abbas, he says, حَكَمْ Ibn Abban هَذَا صَدُوقٌ لَهُ أَوْهَامٌ, he's a trustworthy person but he has mistakes. هذا في الإسناد الأول, this is in the first chain. He said, وفي الإسناد الثاني فيه علي بن زيد بن جدعان, the second chain, it has this person in it, علي بن زيد بن جدعان, and he is ضعيف, he is weak. وفيه يوسف بن مهران مجهول, يوسف بن مهران is unknown. لم يروي عنه إلا علي بن زيد بن جدعان, no one narrated from him except this weak person. The Shaykh says, عرفتم, you understand? فهما موقوفان, both narrations are not back to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, they stop at Ibn Abbas. He says here, قول موقوف عن Ibn Abbas عارضه المرفوع عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وإذا تعارض الموقوف والمرفوع نقدم أيهما. He says, this statement of Ibn Abbas, it goes against what the Prophet ﷺ said. If something from a companion is in opposition with what the Prophet ﷺ said, what do you take? Man, ain't nobody on the same level as Allah's Messenger. ﷺ. He says, هذا على فرض أنه يفيد رؤية بالعين. This is if we think that they're talking about seeing with the eyes. يقول هذا تنزلا وإلا فالصحيح أن إطلاق هذا إذا انثبت يقيد بالحديث الثابت. He says this is we just want to discuss it in this way. Otherwise, what is sound, the narration which specifies رأى ربه بفؤاده, that he saw his Lord with his heart. فقيد ابن عباس نفسه الرؤية التي أطلقها برؤية النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم بفؤاده. So Ibn Abbas himself said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saw with his heart. ويقول ابن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى الإمام أحمد يطلق الرؤية ويقيد. Imam Ahmad also does this. Sometimes he says the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw his Lord, and sometimes he specifies and makes clear he saw him with his heart. He says wasawabu at-taqyid, and what is correct about what we attribute to Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu or Imam Ahmad or rahimahullah is what has been specified. Even ما فيه خلاف بين الصحابة. He says, then there is no difference amongst the صحابة. فأهل الأهواء الذين يروجون الخلافات في الأصول والعقائد, because the people who follow their desires, they try to make you feel like there is some differences in the عقيدة and the basis of our deen amongst the صحابة. والصحابة اختلفوا في العقائد, and that the Sahaba were different amongst themselves concerning aqeedah. He says, هذا كذب. This is a lie. ما اختلفوا. They didn't differ in aqeedah. Aisha رضي الله عنها كانت تنفي الرؤية بالبصر. Aisha رضي الله عنها used to, what she was saying, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم didn't see his Lord, that is with his eyes. This is what Aisha radiallahu anha intended. As for Ibn Abbas, ما أثبت رؤية بالبصر. أثبت رؤية بالفؤاد. Ibn Abbas didn't say that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Allah with his eye. He says with his heart. He viewed his law. أين الخلاف? Then where is the difference? He says, ما في. عرفتم? He says, there's no difference. You understand? Or do you know? He says, ويختم الكلام على هذه يقول والحديث عندنا على ظاهره. And the statement is concluded by Imam Ahmad saying the hadith is to be looked at as it is. قد يفهم منه أنه يرى أن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم رأى ربه بعينه بناء على حديث ابن عباس. He says it could be understood from this statement of Imam Ahmad that what he's intended is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw Allah with his eyes, his human eyes, because of this hadith Ibn Abbas. He says, وَقَدْ عَرَفْتُمْ أَنَّ حَدِيثَ Ibn Abbas مَاذَا فِيهِ مِنَ الْكَلَامِ, and you know what has been said about the narration of Ibn Abbas and some of the scholars of hadith said is ضعيف. وأنه لا يرتقي إلى درجة الصحة, and it does not go all the way to being sound. وقد لا يرتقي إلى درجة الحسن, and perhaps it doesn't even go to being good, the chain itself. ثم إنه مقيد بالحديث الصحيح, and then it is actually restricted or specified with the sound hadith. فيحمل كلامه المطلق على التقييد. بارك الله فيكم. He said, so you take his general statement and you use the specific one to explain it. وَتَكُونُ نَتِيجَةً أَنَّهُ لَا خِلَافَ فِي الْقَضِيَّةِ بَيْنَ الصَّحَابَةِ, and the result is there is no difference between the Sahaba concerning this affair. He says, أَمَّا الْمُتَأَخِرُونَ بَعْضُهُمْ تَأَثَّرَ بِكَلَامِ أَحْمَدٍ, as for the people who came later, some of them were affected by the statement of Imam Ahmad, أنه يقول أن محمدا رأى ربه بعينيه, that that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw Allah with both of his eyes. وَفَهْمُهُ هَذَا خَطَأٌ. He said this understanding is a mistake. إِذْ إِنَّ أَحْمَدَ كَانَ يُقَيَّدْ, because Imam Ahmad himself used to specify what was intended. That part of the discussion is what I wanted to read to you from the Shaykh, how he brings about a relationship between the two texts, and really there is no difference amongst the Ahlul Sunnah concerning this issue here. Barakallahu feekum. The other narration, or the other part of Usul al-Sunnah, Imam Ahmad says, وَالْإِيمَانُ بِالْمِيزَانِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, and we believe in the scales that will be there on يوم القيامة, the scales. كَمَا جَاءَ فِي الْحَدِيثِ, as it comes in the hadith, يُوزَنُ الْعَبْدِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا يَزِنُ جِنَاحَ بَعُوضَةِ, that a slave will be weighed on يوم القيامة, and he will not be the weight of the fly, of the wing, of a mosquito or gnat. وَتُوزَنُ أَعْمَالُ الْعِبَادِ كَمَا جَاءَ فِي الْأَثَرِ, and that the actions of Allah's slave shall be weighed as it comes in the Athar or in the Hadith. الْإِيمَانُ بِهِ, we have to believe in. وَالتَّصْدِيقُ بِهِ, and to affirm it. وَالْإِعْرَادُ عَمَّنْ رَدَّ ذَلِكَ وَتَرْكُ مُجَادَلَتِهِ, and to turn away from the person who rejects it and leaving off disputing with him. What the Shaykh is actually doing is that there were some people of the Muslims who didn't believe in these things. SubhanAllah, yani actually, I mean, all the brothers here understood it and say, man, how can you not believe in something that's in the Quran? You're Muslim. Allah describes the scales in the Quran and you're going to say it doesn't exist? Or you're going to try to give it some hidden meaning? Alhamdulillah, I know we don't have any brothers like that. Barakallahu feekum. At least, man, the brothers and sisters know that if Allah say it, this is what it is. This Allah, man, the one who created us, who made us, who sent down the Quran for our guidance, you ain't gonna believe what he say? La ilaha illallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it in the Quran, and we have it in the Sunnah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَنَدْعُ الْمَوَازِينَ مَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, and we place the scales of justice on يوم القيامة, and no soul shall be oppressed in the least. And even if it is as small as a mustard seed, we shall bring it forth. And we are sufficient as a reckoner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَّاضِيَةٍ. As for the brothers and sisters whose scales are heavy, these are the brothers and sisters who used to do righteous deeds. They knew that they were going to meet Allah one day. So they used to live for the life to come. They used to do the optional prayers. They used to guard their tongues. They used to try and encourage people to do right. They used to beg Allah in private. These people who used to seek repentance for their sins, when they go on Yawm al-Qiyamah, they shall see their scales heavy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as for him whose scales are heavy, فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَّاضِيَةٍ, he shall have a pleasant life. He shall have a pleasant life. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ. As for the person whose scales are light, because he was full of sins, he used to stay away from doing the things that the Prophet ﷺ commanded. What Allah commanded? Sinful. No repentance, no remorse. These people, there's scales will be light, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ, his mother will be هَاوِيَةٌ. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَا. And what will make you know what it is? Normally this expression in the Quran is for something that is so extreme that description actually doesn't give it any justice. So it's just وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ, what will make you know? نَارٌ حَامِيَا, blazing fire. The narrations in the Quran, or these verses in the Quran, Allah speaks about scales. And people say, no. We have the narration and this is collected by Tirmidhi from Abi Abdul Rahman al-Mu'akhiri. He says, سمعت عبد الله ابن عمر بن العاص يقول, I heard Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As saying, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَيُخَلِّصُ رَجُلًا مِنْ أُمَّتِ عَلَى رَؤُوسَ الْخَلَائِقِ, that Allah shall bring out a person from my nation on the front or in front of all of the creation. And this is on Yawm al-Qiyamah. فَيَنْشُرُ عَلَيْهِ تِسْعَةً وَتِسْعِينَ سِجِلًّا, and he will spread out before him 99 scrolls. كُلُّ, every scroll, كُلُّ سِجْلٍ مِثْلُ مَدِّ الْبَصَرِ, every scroll as far as your eyes can see. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. ثُمَّ يَقُولُ, these are bad deeds. يعني 99 scrolls as far as your eye could see? Man, you know you finished. As far as your eye, 99 of them? All bad, 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 sin, 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 corruption? Man, you know you sweating like you finished. Says here, ثُمَّ يَقُول, he will say, أَتُنْكِرُ مِنْ هَذَا شَيْءٍ, do you deny any of this? فَيَقُولُ لَا يَا رَبِّ. No. أَذَّلَمَكَ كَتَبَتِ الْحَافِذُونَ, have the scribes, my scribes, oppressed you? The angels said, right? Have they oppressed you? فَيَقُولُ لَا يَا رَبِّ, says, no, my Lord. فَيَقُولُ أَفَلَكَ عُذْرٌ, do you have any excuse? فَيَقُولُ لَا يَا رَبِّ, says, no, my Lord. فَيَقُولُ بَلَّا, إِنَّ لَكَ عِنْدَنَا حَسَنًا, you have with us a good deed. You have with us a good deed. فَإِنْهُ لَا ظُلْمَ عَلَيْكَ الْيَوْمِ, there will be no oppression against you on this day. فَتَخْرُجُ بِطَاقَةٌ فِيهَا أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Then a little piece of bitaqa, a little plaque with the shahada, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُ رَسُولُهُ, this on it. فَيَكُولُ يَا رَبِّ, you say, my Lord, مَا هَذِي الْبِطَاقَ مَا هَذِي سِجِلَّاتِ, what is this little piece of, this little card with all these scrolls? فَقَالَ إِنَّكَ لَا تُظْلَمُ, you shall not be oppressed. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, فَتُوضَعُ سِجِلَّاتِ فِي كِفَّةٍ وَالْبِطَاقَ فِي كِفَّةٍ فَطَوَشَتْ السِّجِلَّاتِ وَثَقُلَتِ الْبِطَاقَ. He says here, so all of these 99, as far as you can see, will be placed in one side of the scale, and this little thing with Allah's name on the other side. And it says all those, that other side of the scales, once Allah's name is put on it, it goes flying in the air. Says, and nothing was ثَقُلَتِ الْبِطَاقَ, and this little thing becomes heavy. Says, فَلَا يَثْقُلْ مَعَ اسْمِ اللَّهِ شَيْءٍ, and nothing will be weighty with Allah's name. This particular narration, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah takes it out. He says, this person, every Muslim has a bitaqa, but not every Muslim will have this effect. There are some people who has the reality in their hearts, The reality, they have some shortcomings. But they know they don't commit any shirk, and they know that Allah is the one only to be worshipped. They fall short. But that certainty is there like nothing else. Not everybody has that. And that is why not every Muslim will be treated like this. But for this brother, in spite of those 99 scrolls, boy, this boy believed. No shak, no doubt. In spite of his shortcomings. Says here, this is an indication that on Yawm al-Qiyamah, the books of the believers will be weighed. Will be weighed. We have some narrations that actually people themselves will be weighed on Yawm al-Qiyamah. People. According to Abi Hurairah, in this narration, which is collected by both Bukhari and Muslim, he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّهُ لَيَأْتِ الرَّجُلَ الْعَظِيمَ السَّمِينَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That a big, heavy, enormous man will come on Yawm al-Qiyamah. وَلَا يَزِنُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ جَنَاحَ بَعُوضًا. And he will not weigh even like the wing of a mosquito on Yawm al-Qiyamah. وَقَالَ اِقْرَأُ. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, read. Yani read what Allah says. فَلَّا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. We will give them on Yawm al-Qiyamah no weight. This is an indication that some people, not only their scrolls, but they themselves will be put in the scale. Ibn Mas'ud, we have a narration here by Imam Ahmad with a sound chain of narration. Ibn Mas'ud, كَانَ يَجْتَنِي سِوَاكٍ مِنَ الْأَرَاقِ. He was getting the sticks for, you know, which you use for your teeth, the siwak. وَكَانَ دَقِيقَ السَّاقَيْنِ. And he was skinny. No legs, no real thin. فَجَعَلَتْ الرِّيحُ تَكْفَأُهُ فَضَحِكَ الْقَوْمُ. And the wind started to blow him here, blow him. You know, it's real skinny. And so the companions started laughing at him. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ مِمَّا تَضْحَكُونَ. Who are you laughing at? The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم says, what are you laughing at? قَالُ يَا نَبِيَ اللَّهِ مِنْ دِقَّةِ سَاقَيْهِ. Says, O Messenger of Allah, from the thinness of his legs, from how skinny he is. فَقَالَ وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَهُمَا أَثْقَلُ فِي الْمِزَانِ مِنْ أُحُدٍ. The Prophet ﷺ said, I swear by him in whose hand is my soul. These two legs of Ibn Mas'ud will be heavier on the scales than the mountain of Uhud. It's a righteous man. He will be heavy on that day. These are indications that, yes, there are scales. And that sometimes we have indications that you have books and people that will be weighed. Actions. According to Abi Hurairah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, كَلِمَتَانِ حَبِيبَتَانِ إِلَى الرَّحْمَانِ خَفِيفَتَانِ عَلَى اللِّسَانِ ثَقِيلَتَانِ فِي الْمِزَانِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. رواه البخاري. This narration here, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are two beloved words to the merciful. They are light on the tongue, but they're heavy in the scales. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi wa subhanallah al-azim. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi wa subhanallah al-azim. These are actions. The things that we do with our lips of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, heavy on the scales. Abi Darda, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma min shay'in athqalu fil mizan min husn al-khuluq." That nothing is more weighty in the scales on Yawm al-Qiyamah than a person having good character. Than a person having good character. This was narrated by Abi Dawood. We have here something that I'd like to read that Sheikh Rabi mentions. He says, وَمَا لَسِفْ سَيِدْ قُتُ وَاللَّهِ يُنْكِرُ الْمِيزَانِ. He says, I swear by Allah, Sayyid Qut, he denies the things about the Mizan. Yunkiru ru'yat Allah, he denies that Allah will be seen on Yawm al-Qiyam. He says, وَشَارَ مَعَ الْجَهْمِيَّ وَمَعَ الْمُعْتَزِلَ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِنَ الْعَقَائِدِ. He says, and he was with and is with the Jahmiyyah and the Mu'tazila in a number of aqa'id. He says, Wallahi hadha hasilun. He says, I swear by Allah that this is the case. وَنَحْنُ نَقُولُ هَذَا لِأَنَّا يَخْدَعَ النَّاسِ بِكُتُبْ هَذَا الرَّجِلِ. He said, we're saying this so the people will not be deceived by the books of this man. فَإِنَّهَا وَاللَّهِ مَلِيئَ بِالضَّلَالَاتِ يَا إِخْوَةِ. He says, I swear by Allah, it is filled with misguidance, O brothers. وَاللَّهِ فِي أُسُسِ الْأُسُسِ وَأُسُولِ الْأُسُولِ. In the basis of the basics of our deen and the foundations of the foundations of our religion. He said, Sayyid Qud yatakhabbab da'i'un wa kathirun min ash-shabab sayadhi'un bi sabab taqdisihim lahu. He says, he is mixed up, he is lost, and a lot of the youth will also be lost because of how they glorify him. وَإِنْزَالِهِمْ لَهُ غَيْرَ مَنْزِلَتِهِ. And because they put him in a station where he does not belong. فَلَا تَجِرَ الْمُعْتَزِلِ وَالْجَهْمِ فِي بِدْعَةٍ إِلَّا شَارَكَهُمْ فِيهَا وَجَلَّاهَا لَهُمْ وَوَضَّحَهَا مَعْلَاسِهِ. He said, and you will not find a Mu'tazili or a Jahmi in an innovation except that he shares in their belief system. Not only this, he makes it more apparent and he clarifies it for them. فَهُوَ يُنْكِرُ الْمِيزَانِ. He denies the Mizan, the scales. وَالْعَرْشِ. And the throne. وَأَشْيَا كَثِيرًا. And a number of things. I just read that because I know that a lot of people, especially in the past, they were used to reading books like Milestones, Fi Dilal al-Quran, Tasawwurat al-Islamiyyah, Wal-Adala, and all of those books. And you get into the mode, okay, this is the harakah, this is the movement. And you get incited and excited because of the language that is used without looking at the basis of the aqidah. And really the people of the sunnah, we have to come above emotionalism. Our deen is not based on emotionalism. We weigh a person according to how close he is to the Quran and the sunnah and the understanding of the sahaba. And the closer we is to that, the closer we are to him. This is how we are taught by Allah first of all. By the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we saw the manhaj of the Sahaba. So we believe in these things, even if the people deny them. Says here, Imam Ahmad, speaking about our creed, he says, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى يُكَلِّمُ الْعِبَادِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And that Allah shall speak to his slaves on يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنُ تُرْجُمَانِ. Without there being anyone between them and Allah to interpret. وَالْإِيمَانِ بِهِ وَالْتَصْدِيقُ بِهِ. To have faith in it and to affirm it. For the people on the sunnah, we don't doubt that. If Allah says it, oh man, don't even start thinking second. Allah said it. Finish. Allah said it, man, ain't no discussion. It's going to happen. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this hadith of Adi ibn Hatim قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ما منكم أحد إلا سيكلمه ربه. He says, there is not one amongst you except that his Lord shall speak to him. لَيْسَ بَيْنْهُ وَبَيْنْهُ تُرْجُمَانِ There will be no one to interpret between you and him. He says, فَيَنْذُرُ أَيْمَنَ مِنْهُ A person will look to his right. فَلَا يُرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمْهُ مِنْ عَمَلِهِ He will look to his right and he will see nothing but the deeds that he sent before. وَيَنْذُرْ أَشْأَمَ مِنْهُ فَلَا يُرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمَ And he will look to his left and see nothing but what he sent forth. وَيَنْذُرُ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ فَلَا يُرَى إِلَّا النَّارِ And he will look in front of him and see nothing but fire. The Prophet ﷺ says, فَاتَّقُوا النَّارِ So save yourself from the fire. وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرُ Even if it means giving a piece of date to someone in charity, save yourself from the fire. He says, وَلَوْ بِكَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ Or even saying a good word to somebody. Do anything that is righteous to save yourselves from the fire. This particular narration was collected by both Bukhari and Muslim, and it is a part of our creed to believe what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about Yawm al-Qiyamah. A person once came to Hassan al-Basri and he asked him, he says, how old are you? The person said, Situna Sana. He says, 60 years. Hassan al-Basri said, Situna Sana wa anta sa'irun ila Rabbi. He says, 60 years you've been going to your Lord. Pretty soon you shall meet him. The person says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Says, we are from Allah and to Allah we shall return. He says, أَتَعْلَمُ تَفْسِيرَهَا He said, do you know the interpretation of that? He says, you are saying, I am lillahi abdun. I am Allah's slave. وَإِلَيْهِ raji'un. And I am returning to him. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لِلَّهِ عَبْدٌ And if you know that you're a slave of Allah, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّكَ مَوْقُوفٌ Know that one day you will have to stand before him. And if you're going to stand before him, you shall have to give an answer. He says, فَعِدَّ لِلسُّؤَالِ جُوَابًا He says, so prepare for the time that you will be questioned a good answer. Prepare for that time and you shall be questioned. Start preparing to answer correct right now. The person says, Malhila. Malhila. How or what is the way out of this? He says, Ahsin fima baqiya min hayatika yughfar laka ma qad mada. He said, do righteous deeds and what remains of your life and you shall be forgiven for what has gone by. This about being questioned is a part of our creed. We will have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنَسْأَلُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى أَنْ يُثَبِّتَنَا جَمِيعًا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ Imam Ahmad, he goes on and he mentions the usul sunnah. What are the foundations of the sunnah? He says, الْإِيمَانُ بِالْحَوْلِ To believe in the hawl. That fount. وَأَنَّ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ حَوْضًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ تَرِدُ عَلَيْهِ أُمَّتُهُ And that the Prophet ﷺ has a fount where his ummah shall come and drink from. He says, عَرْضُهُ مِثْلُ طُولِهِ مَسِيرَةُ شَهْرٍ Its length and its width are the same, the distance of a month's journey. آنيته كعدد نجوم السماء The vessels and cups are as numerous as the stars in the sky. على ما صحت به الأخبار من غير وجه We believe in this because the ahadith are authentic and they come from more than one way. Imam Ahmad's narration is Musnad with a sound chain of narration. From Anas ibn Malik, he said, سَأَلْتُ نَبِيَ اللَّهِ I questioned the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam And I said, I asked him, أَنْ يَشْفَعَ لِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, to intercede for me on يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. He says, أَنَا فَاعِلٌ, I shall do this. قَالَ فَأَيْنَ أَغْلُبُكَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَا نَبِيَ اللَّهِ. He says, O Messenger of Allah, where shall I search, or where shall I find you and seek for you on يوم القيامة? He says, أطلبني أول ما تطلبني على الصراط. He says, the first place to search for me is on the صراط. لا إله إلا الله. قال قلت فإذا لم ألقك على الصراط. He says, what if I don't find you on the صراط? He says, فأنا عند الميزان, then I shall be at the place where the deeds are being weighed at the scales. قال قلت فإن لم ألقك عند الميزان. He says, if I don't find you at the scales. He says, فأنا عند الحوض. He says, then I shall be at the fount, the place where the believer shall drink from. لا أخطئ هذه الثلاثة مواطن يوم القيامة. You cannot miss me in one of these three places on يوم القيامة. This particular narration of Imam Ahmad shows that the hawl is something that is real. We have a narration collected by a Muslim from Anas ibn Malik. He said, بينما رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ذات يوم بين أذهرنا. Whilst the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم one day was in our midst, he was sitting down or resting. إذ أغفى إغفاءة, and he dozed off a bit. ثم رفع رأسه متبسما, and he raised his head and he started to smile. فقلنا ما أضحكك يا رسول الله. He says, what is it that caused you to laugh, O Messenger of Allah? He said, أنزلت علي آنفا سورة فقرأ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. He said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a surah was revealed to me just a few moments ago. And he recited, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we have given you al-Kawthar. La ilaha illallah. SubhanAllah. We have given you al-Kawthar. This particular surah, really, after Allah mentions that he has blessed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he encourages him to increase in worship. We have given you, so pray. Sacrifice. Increase in ibadah as a source of thanks to the one who has bestowed this upon you. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of the numerous bounties that Allah has bestowed upon him, he used to increase in ibadah and submission. Not get puffed up, but he would humble himself. Don't you know that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened up Mecca for him, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered Mecca with his face almost touching the back of his camel out of submission? He didn't enter Mecca like, you know, like someone puffed up. This was Allah. It was to be thankful and to be more subservient to him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. So pray to your Lord, for your Lord. One heart and sacrifice to him alone. Inna shani'aka wal abtar. Surely the one who hates you shall be cut off. That's not only in the past. But anyone who hates Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shall be cut off. They had a person who came into Islam and he embraced Islam. And then he apostated and became a Christian. And he used to say, everything Muhammad knows, I taught him. And Allah took his soul. And the people, Bukhari narrates this, and his people buried him. And the earth spit him out. They found him the next day with his body out on top of the ground. He said, Muhammad and his companions did this. Dig the hole deeper. So they dug the hole deeper. And the earth spit him out again. He says, the Muhammad sallallahu alaihi and his companions did this to him. Dig it deeper. And they dug it deeper. And Allah caused the earth to, even the earth didn't want him. Even the earth didn't want him. Man, leave that boy alone. Anyone who shows enmity and dislike to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in trouble. Says here, إِنَّ شَانِيَكُ وَلَبْتُ. He says, ثُمَّ قَالَ تَدُرُونَ مَا الْكَوْثَرُ. He says, do you know what al-kawthar is? That Allah is speaking of in this verse, فَقُلْنَا أَللَّهُ وَرَسُولُ عَلَى. يعني, a part of نِصْفُ الْعِلْمِ Allahu عَلَى. Half of knowledge, if you don't know, Allah knows. Allah and His Messenger, He says, قَالَ إِنْهُ نَحْرٌ وَعَدَنِيهِ يَبْرَبِّي عَزَّ وَجَلْ عَلَيُّ خَيْرٌ كَثِيرٌ. He says, it is a river that Allah has promised me. It has an abundance of good. He says, هُوَ حَوْضٌ تَرِدُ عَلَيْهِ أُمَّتِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. It is a fount that my ummah shall drink from on يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. أَنِيَتُ عَدَدُ النُّجُومِ. Its vessels are like the stars in the sky. فَيُخْتَلَجُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْهُمْ يَعْنِي يُنْزَعُ وَيُقْتَتَعُ. And one of the slaves will be driven out, plucked out from drinking from it. فَأَقُولُ رَبِّ إِنَّهُ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. And I will say, my Lord, he's from my ummah. فَيَقُولُ مَا تَدْرِ مَا أَحْدَثَتْ بَعْدَ. You don't know the things they introduced into the religion after you. Look, innovations will cause you not to taste of the fount. So when people think, okay, man, you're talking about bid'ah, 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 bid'ah. Okay, don't worry about it. If you want to gamble with not tasting from that fount, then continue in your innovation. That's what we're playing with. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to Abi Dharr, he says, قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مَا آنِيَةُ الْحَوْضِ. How many are the vessels on this fount? قَالَ وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِي لَآنِيَتُهُ أَكْثَرٍ مِنْ عَدَدِ النُّجُومِ السَّمَاءِ وَكَوَاكِبِهَا. He says, we asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how many are the vessels on the fount? He says, I swear by him in whose soul, in whose hand is the soul of Muhammad. It is more numerous than the stars and the planets in the sky. أَلَّا فِي اللَّيْلَةِ الْمُظْلِمَةِ الْمُصْحِيَةِ. On a dark clear night. On a dark clear night when you see all those stars. He says, أَنِيَةُ الْجَنَّةِ. Vessels from paradise. مَنْ شَرِبَ مِنْهَا لَمْ يَذْمَ آخِرُ مَا عَلَيْهِ. Whoever drinks from it shall never go thirsty ever, ever again. These are some of the things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us about the fount. We believe, Imam Ahmad says, وَالْإِمَانُ بِعَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ. We believe in the punishment of the grave. Also of the creed of Ahl Sunnah is that we believe in the punishments of the grave. And no matter how you die, this experience will be felt. If you are burnt, if you are eaten by a wild animal, if someone bury you at sea, you will experience the reality of the grave. النار يعرضون عليها غدوا وعشيا. Allah speaks about Fir'aun and his people. They were in the sea, drowned. And he says the fire is presented to them in the morning and the evening. No matter what happens or how a person passes away, he shall you cannot escape what Allah has decreed and designed. Nobody can escape it. النار يعرضون عليها غدوا وعشيا. in the morning, in the evening, in spite of them being buried at sea, the fire is presented to them. So the Ahlul Ilm, from among the Salaf, they used to say, look, no matter how you die, you cannot escape what Allah has decreed, the angels will question you. You will experience the grave. We have a narration from Zayd ibn Thabit. He says, بينما نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حائط من بني نجار على بغلة له ونحن معه. While the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was in one of the orchards nearby the tribe of Najar, and he was on a mule of his. The mule started to move away. حادث به فكاد تلقيه. And the mule almost threw the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم off. وَإِذَا أَقْبُرٌ سِتَّةٌ خَمْسَ وَأَرْبَعٌ. And all of a sudden there were graves, either six, five, or four graves. فَقَالَ, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, مَنْ يَعْرِفْ أَصْحَابَ هَذِ الْأَقْبُرُ, who know the companions of these graves. فَقَالَ رَجُلٌ أَنَا, one of the brothers says, I know. قَالَ فَمَتَى مَاتَ هَؤُلَاء, he says, when did these people die? قَالَ مَاتُوا فِي الْإِشْرَاقِ, they died in the days of shirk. فَقَالَ إِنَّ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ تُبْتَلَى فِي قُبُورِهَا, he says, this nation will be tested in their graves. And then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, فَلَوْلَا أَنْ لَا تَدَافَنُوا لَدَعَوْتُ اللَّهَ أَنْ يُسْمِعَكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ أَلَّذِي أَسْمَعَ مِنْهُ. He says, if it wasn't for you not burying your dead, I would ask Allah to let you hear of the punishment of the graves what I hear. But if you hear this, you won't bury your dead. No one will put their family in the ground. Says here, ثم أقبل علينا بوجهه, and then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم turned to us with his face and he says, تعوذ بالله من عذاب النار, he says, seek refuge with Allah from the punishment of the fire. قالوا نعوذ بالله من عذاب النار, we said, we seek protection with Allah from the punishment of the fire. He said, تعوذ بالله من فتن, من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن, seek protection with Allah from trials, that which is open, that which is hidden. We said, we seek protection with Allah from trials that are open and hidden. He said, تَعَوَذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الدَّجَّالِ, seek protection with Allah from the tribes of the trials of the Dajjal. And they said, we sought protection with Allah from the trials of the Dajjal. These particular narrations and others indicate that the punishments of the grave or the trials of the grave, that they are sound, and that the believers, if we want to be safe, we have to prepare now. We have to prepare now. And may Allah help us to understand and give us the strength, the consciousness, that in all that we do, at least we try to prepare to meet it. That we try and we prepare to meet him. I'm going to conclude with one last narration, inshallah, because I think our time is up. And then I'll make a comment, inshallah. Ibn Abbas, he said, مر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على قبرين. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم passed by two graves. And he said, they are being punished. But they're not being punished for something that is big. As for one of them, Kani Yamshi bin Namima, one of them used to carry news, and his intention was to cause confusion amongst the brothers and sisters. You know what he said about you? You know what she said about you? This was his intent. As a result of that, he was being punished in the grave. Says, وَأَمَّا الْآخِرُ فَكَانَ لَا يَسْتَتِرْ مِنْ بَوْلِهِ, As for the second one, he never used to protect himself from the splattering of the urine when he used the bathroom. And he got on his clothing, not too concerned about it. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called for two fresh palm branches. And he said, he planted one on this grave and one on this grave. And then he said, لَعَلَّهُ أَن يُخَفَّفْ عَنْهُمَا مَا لَمْ يَيْبَسَ. Perhaps this will bring some ease to them as long as they don't dry up. This narration is collected by both Bukhari and Muslim. This particular narration, it shows that yes, there is such a thing as people being punished in their graves. As people being punished in their graves. And for this reason, Imam Ahmad says, Al-Imanu bi adab al-qabr. We believe in this. Because it's in the Quran that the people passed away in the Red Sea and the fire was being presented to them. It's in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with so many different Sahaba. So we believe in it. And we try to prepare and protect ourselves against this reality. One of the things that I wanted to touch on just briefly was sometimes we have in the Sunnah things happening in stages, like alcohol. You know, at first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nahl spoke about alcohol in a way he spoke about it not as being described as rizqan hasana. He didn't describe it like that. He calls it simply sakarat. Some of the companions understood that this must not be good. Later on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the harm is greater than the benefit. People left it off even more. You come to salah, but you cannot be drunk. Means, you know, it takes a long time to get sober. So you couldn't drink at Dhuhr because you'll be drunk at Asr. You couldn't drink at Asr because you won't make it for Maghrib. You couldn't drink Maghrib because between Maghrib and Isha is a short time. You ain't going to get sober in that short time. So after Isha, you got to get stoned. So it actually worked it out of their system until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed finally in Surah Al-Ma'idah, فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ. Will you not then desist? And the companions stopped. When we look at these different narrations, the way we get an understanding of it is through the statements and the teachings of the companions and the tabi'een and those who study under them. One of the issues we know that the Prophet ﷺ once said, إِنَّ الرُّقَى وَالتَّمَائِمُ وَالتِّوَلَ الشِّرْكِ. That ruqa is, you know, what you recite over somebody. And tiwala, وَالتَّمَائِمُ, you know what tamaima is, that's a juju that people put on. Right? And tiwala is something that the ladies mix up for you to make sure they catch you. You know, mix it up, put it in your drink, and I'm going to catch him. Right? All that, the Prophet said, is shirk. Some people understand that you cannot do any type of ruqyah. That's not correct. Muslim in his Sahih, he said, this is by Abi Musa, they went out once on a journey, this is in both Bukhari and Muslim, and you had the chief of the village, he got stung with a scorpion. The companions, before he got stung, they asked him, you know, you go, why don't you take us in as guests. He says, no. After that, the chief got stung. He come back out to the companions, هَلْ مِنْكُمْ مِنْ رَاقْ. Is there anyone amongst you know some ruqya? One of the companions says, I know. But I'm not going to do anything for you unless we agree to get something over here. So they agreed. And he recited over him Surah Al-Fatiha. And the man stood up like nothing was wrong with him. Before they decided, look, man, we're going to take the goods. He says, no, let's wait. Let's ask Allah's messenger. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, ma adraka annaha ruqyah. How did you know that this was a ruqyah? Reciting the Quran over someone that is sick or that he may receive a cure. How do you know that? And he accepted it. Not only did he accept it, he said, accept it and give me a share of it. This particular narration, along with other narrations, Jibreel used to come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and say, Ya Muhammad, are you ill? He says, Bismillahi arqiq. By Allah I recite over you. This is Jibreel. To the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The people came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, we had these things we used to recite in Jahiliyyah. He said, let me see. There's nothing wrong with ruqya as long as there's no shirk involved. And then he says, Man istata'a minkum an yanfa'a akhahu falyaf'al. If you can benefit your brother, then help him. So we know then that the sunnah allows this. Not only was it done during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was done after his death. Sometimes the type of ruqya or the type of helping a person was done in different ways. We have a narration where a person was sick and he was actually possessed. Young boy. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the boy, come here. Open his mouth blew in it. And then struck his back and says, Ukhruj adu Allah, come out, O enemy of Allah. He told the people, take him. And when he came back, checked him out, is there anything? Says, Ya Rasulullah, nothing ever happened to him after that. So we know that there is some type of recitation that we have sanction for in the sunnah. What we don't have any sanction for is if a person is going to get some strange little words, write it for up and down, Ya Jibreel, Ya Mikael, Ya Kuchita, Kuchita, and some other stuff, and then he's going to wrap it up in the paper and put it on your neck. We ain't got none of that. Or if you know a person, we call them Kohan and Araf. He's going to give you some stuff, yani, okay, you know, man, look. I could tell you what's going to happen tomorrow. Look, if he says that, you get up, pack his stuff, don't even give him salam. Don't give it to him. Leave. That is not on the sunnah. That is what is blameworthy. But what Jibreel did, what the Prophet did, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what the Sahaba did is halal. It's in the text. All you gotta do is read Bukhari Muslim. I think our time is up, brothers and sisters. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Barakallahu feekum.